Thompson lumber yard, and his hands are shaking and his back is aching, 'cause he always works a little bit too hard. Back at home she's waiting in a small clean kitchen, going through all the bills they have to pay. He's a good cold wind blowing, and she sees as he's walking through the door that his spirit's broken and his eyes are empty, and he's not the man he was before. Oh, and I said, "Daddy, don't you cry," but he only turned away, proud to let it show. Oh, and I said, "Daddy, tell me why. Are we gonna be okay?" He said, "Honey, I don't know." Wasn't too long after that they heard a rumor about reopening the Thompson Lumber Yard. So he dressed like Sunday and he drove down the highway using one hand to hold his union card. There were men there working, but they weren't from around there. Not one familiar face that he could find. But he pleaded with the foreman, who said, "Sorry, Uncle Sam says that we've got too many of your kind." Oh, and I said, "Daddy, don't you cry," but he only turned away, too proud to let it show. Oh, and I said, "Daddy, tell me why. Are we gonna be okay?" He said, "Honey, I don't know." Oh, and I said, "Daddy, hold me tight." And he took me in his arms and he held me for a while. Oh, and I said, "Daddy, it's not right how they treated you that way. I just wanna see you smile." He's a good man trying, and he's always working, but there's always someone in line before him. We're gonna change it someday. We're gonna change it someday. Wait and see.